Welcome to the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the Voice of Home. Broadcasting from Tala, I'm Pat Kiernan. In this month's programme, Labour's Katrina is new mayor of SDCC. The population of South Dublin County grows by more than 18,000. Shamrock Rovers win their first Champions League game, call for a new fire station for Tala, and a Tala-based company is Ireland's number one exporter. We will also have the usual business and local authority news. If you'd like to contact the station, stay tuned. I'll give you the contact details during the programme, and feel free to friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. But first, here's the news making the headlines and filling column inches in newspapers across South Dublin County. A Lucan councillor has been elected mayor of South Dublin County Council, writes Paul Hosford in the Lucan Gazette. Labour's Katrina Jones took up the chain of office recently, vowing to promote South Dublin County's identity and achieve better outcomes for citizens and members of the business community. Firefighters at Tala Fire Station have sparked a campaign for new premises after one of their colleagues suffered a serious electric shock in the rat-infested facility, reports The Echo's Mary Dennehy. The station, which has been on the Belgard Road since 1981, was originally intended to house one pump, one ambulance and eight firefighters. However, since the early 1990s, the station has had two pumps, one ambulance and more than 12 staff members on a shift who man the station every day all year round. A spokesperson for the Department of the Environment, which manages the Fire Services Capital Programme, said no announcement on funding for 2011 has been made yet. There was good news for pupils and parents this week as two new schools were announced for Lucan, reports the Lucan Gazette. The Minister for Education and Skills announced that 20 new primary schools and 20 new post-primary schools are to be established across the country in the next 6 years, with a post-primary in Lucan South and a primary school for Lucan. The population of South Dublin County has grown by more than 18,000 in the last 5 years, preliminary figures from Census 2011 have revealed, writes The Echo's Mary Dennehy. According to figures released by the Central Statistics Office, some 265,000 people are now living in the county, with South Dublin experiencing the third largest natural increase in the country since the 2006 census. A 10-member investigation team is preparing to swoop on Tala Hospital as the Health Information and Quality Authority's inquiry into the local emergency departments kick off. Last month, HICWA expressed its concern over the risks to patients requiring acute admission at the hospital following the death of a Kilnamana resident whilst on a trolley in Tala A&E. The Echo reports that a new youth cafe was officially opened in Rathcoole Community Centre this month, with all young people in the area invited to drop in. A joint project between Feroica, the leading youth organisation in Ireland, and the Rathcoole Community Council, the cafe offers young people in Rathcoole, Saggart and Newcastle the opportunity to hang out in a safe and fun space. The dedicated cafe boasts pool, table tennis and foosball, Xbox, PlayStation, a cafe, a shop and a kitchen area. The new Lewis to City West link has experienced only one disruption to service during its first 3 weeks of service, The Echo has learned. Mary Dennehy goes on to report that since the operations began on July 2nd, the 4.2-kilometre route has had little teething problems, with a steady and consistent passenger usage being recorded. There was a problem with the signalling at the intersection up from Belgard stop one morning, and according to a spokesperson for Lewis operators Veolia, this technical problem resulted in the suspension of the service for 40 minutes, after which service resumed as normal. Helping the community for over 30 years, that's the proud record of Citizens Information Centre in Lucan, reports Lydia O'Donoghue in The Echo. The centre has been offering advice and support to members of the community for all that time. The long wait is over for Shamrock Rovers as they carded their first win on the biggest stage of European club soccer, beating FC Flora Tallinn 1-0 in the UEFA Champions League second qualifying round first leg, writes Stephen Leonard in The Echo. Stephen goes on to report that the Hoops took to the pitch at Tala Stadium on Tuesday the 12th of July, backed by the roar of a huge home support, eager to witness their team's return to the top tier for the first time in 24 years. And it was Chris Turner's decisive goal on the 34th minute that ultimately sent them home celebrating. Simon Walsh continues the story in The Echo by reporting that Shamrock Rovers supporters were frantically booking flights for the UEFA Champions League clash in Denmark as the Hoops progressed to the third qualifying round after a nil-all draw away to the Estonian side, FC Flora Tallinn. After 1-0 in the previous leg with a goal from Chris Turner, the Tala side now square up to the Danish champions of the past 3 years in what will be a bumper payday for the Airtricity League champions. It is estimated that they will receive €530,000 from UEFA. Senator David Norris brought his fine-tuned speaking skills to South Dublin County Council recently when he asked councillors to support his bid for the presidency, writes Mary Dennehy in The Echo. The independent senator addressed the chamber in the hope of securing a nomination for this year's presidential race. At the time of writing, Senator Norris has yet to be nominated and so asked council representatives to provide him with the opportunity to join the race. Deputy Mayor of South Dublin County, Pamela Cairns, told The Echo how members have until September to nominate a candidate. Real-time bus signs are coming to Clondalkin and Lucan. The Tala News reports that the plans announced by the Minister for Transport, Tourism and Sport will see 500 real-time signs in operation by the end of the year, subject to ESB connections. The planned bus signs installations will take place on Old Lucan Road, Esker Road and Ballyone. In Clondalkin, signs are planned for Orchard Road, the Ninth Lock Road and Bon Og Road. You are listening to a review of stories that made the news in South Dublin County in July 2011 on The Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, The Voice of Home, on this station and also on 87.8 FM in Hertfordshire, England, and on World FM 88.2 FM in Wellington, New Zealand. The Voice of South Dublin provides the Irish diaspora with news from the South Dublin towns of Tala, Lucan and Clondalkin, as well as other districts such as City West, Rathcoole, Temple Og and Fortunestown. If you missed any of this programme, you can listen back to it from our own website, voiceofsouthdublin.com. The VOSD mailing address is Voice of South Dublin, 333 Glenview Park, Dublin 24, in Ireland. You may also contact us by email, vosd@dublin.ie. UK listeners can also text the station via our UK text number, which is 079-3513-7304. That number again, 079-3513-7304. In business news, a Tala-based company is Ireland's number one exporter, according to figures compiled by the Irish Exporters Association, reports The Echo. Johnson & Johnson, which employs around 130 people locally and has had its head office on Ayrton Road since 1952, has been named Ireland's number one exporter out of the country's top 250 exporting companies. One of the largest suppliers of medical devices to the Irish hospital and community health markets, the Johnson & Johnson family also create well-known products such as Listerine, Aveeno, Neutrogena, Splenda and Johnson's Baby Care. The company's recent figure shows exports worth €8.5 billion. SDCC has collected more than €50 million in corporate rates this year, but said it is still owed almost double that figure, reports Paul Hosford in the Clondalkin Gazette. The figures released at this week's council meeting show that the council has collected €53.5 million up until the end of July. The council also says that it hopes to collect €125 million this year. Following 20 weeks of industrial action, the 460 jobs at Lufthansa Technik Airmotive in Rathcoole have been saved after both sides agreed to proposals drawn up by the Labour Relations Commission, reports The Echo's Mary Dennehy. Previously, the German-owned aircraft maintenance company told staff that it would close its operations in Rathcoole unless a union ban on overtime was lifted. Unions imposed the current ban on overtime last March following the company's failure to pay the final 2.5% increase under the Towards 2016 National Wage Agreement. Alternative proposals put forward by the LRC were given the go-ahead, with normal working practices now resuming at the plant, including overtime. On 1395 kHz and on 87.8 and 88.2 FM in various parts around the world, this is the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home. If you missed any of this programme, you can listen back to it on the Listen Live feature on the website of South Hertz Radio in the UK at southhertzradio.com/listenlive, or from our own website, voiceofsouthdublin.com. Broadcasting from Tala, this is the Voice of South Dublin. In local authority news, a review is underway to upgrade the South Dublin County Council website due to changing trends and the growing popularity of sdcc.ie, according to a story in The Echo. Figures released by the council for 2008 to 2010 show user hits have grown dramatically from 498,000 hits in 2008 to a whopping 1.1 million hits in 2010. The major changes proposed for the council website include presentation, layout, social media links, a focus on business support and accessibility for members of the public. The council will also consider broadening their popular South Dublin Libraries website, southdublinlibraries.ie, to bring additional information on council services for young citizens and specific target groups. South Dublin County Council has collected more than €500,000 in non-principal private residence payments this year, reports the Clondalkin Gazette. The NPPR covers non-principal homes and costs €200. At a recent council meeting, the council said that since 2009, more than €5 million has been collected. SDCC is now accepting applications for funding of projects which qualify as anti-litter and anti-graffiti awareness initiatives, reports the Lucan Gazette. Such initiatives should seek to promote public awareness and education in relation to litter and or graffiti. The grant scheme has a particular focus on voluntary initiatives by community and environmental groups and involving schools, young people in related awareness activities. The Creative Village initiative is South Dublin County Council's pop-up shop project, which makes use of empty commercial properties in Tala Town Centre to offer low-cost space for individual or collective creative enterprises and local business entrepreneurs. SDCC.ie goes on to explain that the initiative is an opportunity to try out new retail or exhibition space and to develop the idea of a creative village, bringing economic and social benefits to the area. You are listening to the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the voice of home, on your local station. VOSD also broadcasts in Wellington, New Zealand via World FM 88.2 FM and in Hertfordshire in England on South Hertz Radio 87.8 FM. We here at the Voice of South Dublin are trialling a new online music broadcast service called The Voice of South Dublin Channel 2. Here you can hear music from South Dublin bands and songwriters. To listen to the test broadcast, feel free to log on to live365.com/stations/Voice of South Dublin or click the widget on our own website. That brings us to the end of this month's programme, and indeed to the end of this series of programmes. The Voice of South Dublin's news review service is going off the air for the foreseeable future. The intention is to return with more news reviews from South Dublin County, but until we do, we invite you to take a listen to our second service, Voice of South Dublin Channel 2, which we intend to develop over the next few months. So all that's left to say is to thank you indeed for tuning our way and for your support over the period of time we have been on your local station. We would also like to thank the operators of World FM in Tawa, Wellington, New Zealand, South House Radio in Hertfordshire in England, and Merseyland Alternative Radio, also in England. Broadcasting since 1996, you are listening to the Voice of South Dublin, South Dublin's World Service, the Voice of Home. Broadcasting from Tala, I'm Pat Kiernan.